Mishnah says, "Al peros ha'ilon hu omer borei pri ha'etz chutz min ha'yayin, she'al ha'yayin hu omer borei pri ha'gofen." Yayin has a special bracha, you all know. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis fills us in as to why yayin gets a special bracha. Chutz min ha'yayin, says the Gemara, "Maishna yayin, why is yayin so special? Ilema mishum dishtani le'iluya dishtani le'bracha." If it's because a change for the better always changes the bracha, "Vare shemen ishtani li'iluya v'lo ishtani le'bracha," shemen is the same thing, and yet it gets the same bracha. "De amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel v'chein amar Rav Yitzhak amar Rav Yochanan, shemen zayis v'barachan alav bari pri ha'etz." Shemen zayis, if you drink shemen zayis, you make a ha'etz on it. That's very interesting. We'll have to understand why that's true. That's the next sukkah. It's only in certain circumstances. If you're drinking it plain, you're not going to make ha'etz on it. But you see from this statement that even though shemen is ishtani le'iluya, the zayis is ishtani le'iluya in the form of the shemen when you're sochet the shemen out of the zayis, nevertheless, it still gets the regular ha'etz. So too, by yayin, why should it matter that it's ishtani le'iluya? It shouldn't be ishtani le'bracha. It should get the same ha'etz that the anav, that the grape gets. It says the Gemara, Amri, Hasa mishum delo efsha. The reason why Shema doesn't get a different bracha is because what are you supposed to do? Hechi navrich. Navrich bari pri hazayis, peragufa zayis sikri. You can't say bari pri hazayis because that's like saying bari pri hapri. So what's the problem with that? So Rashi fills you in with a little bit of a different chat. You wouldn't necessarily think that that's what the Gemara means. Rashi says you can't say bari pri hazayis because the bracha is saying what? Baruch ata Hashem, we're praising Hashem. Borei pri hazayis, but if the pri hazayis is the shemen that comes out of the zayis, that pri is man-made and it's not God-made. That's basically what Rashi says. That's man-made. Lechem o'yayin, the bracha that you're saying is borei pri hagafen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the gefen, and the pri hagefen, which is the grape, man is making the yayin out of the pri hagefen, which Hashem created. So we thank Hashem for the pri, which enables us to make the yayin.
I've never seen
a bread.
That's a good point. I don't know if
you need
to
look at
questions.
Sure.
But what
I want to
do is
eat
with Bori Pri
Eitz. No, well, that's what the Gemara is going to say, that maybe you should say Bori Pri Eitz, don't say Bori Pri, which would seem to indicate that the shemen that you're making, that you're being sochet, squeezing out of the olive, is God-made, when in truth it's man-made. Rather, you should say Bari Pri Eitz Zayis. That's the answer of the Gemara. Navrach Bari Pri Azayis Paragufa Zayis Zikri. So says the Gemara. Navrach Alei Bari Pri Eitz Zayis. That's fine. Bari Pri Eitz Zayis makes sense. The Eitz Zayis is created by Hashem. So therefore, we could say that. Says the Gemara. Ela Omar Marzutra. Different answer. Chamer Zayin Mishchalo Zayin. Wine has nutritional value, if you will, so food value, as opposed to oil, doesn't have the same nutritional value as wine. In fact, the Gemara Umishchal Ozayin V'atnan Hanodim and Amazim Mutter B'mayim U'Vemelach V'Havinam B'mayim U'Melach Udlo Ikri Mazon Hakol Mili Ikri Mazon Neimatav Yituv to the Rabbi Shmuel D'Amri Yei Mevarach and Barayim Minim Mizonos Ela B'Hei Minim Bilvad. It sounds like Mazon only includes what we would make a bracha on Mizonos, so that only should include the Chamishim Minei Dagon. So how can the Mishnah seem to assume that someone who takes a neder not to get Hanah from Mazon is mutter only b'mayim u'melach, but he's usher in everything else, including non-chameshes miyadogah? Seems a little bit strange. So the Gemara says, no, nodim in a mazon doesn't mean really mazon. Be'omar Rav Huna, be'omar kolazon alai. The neder is really not on something that's called mazon, but on something that is zon alai, that creates some kind of nutritional value. And that doesn't include everything aside from mayim and melach. That's more, we're more particular when it comes to zon alai. Alma Mishcha Zayin. So it comes out from the Mishnah, right? If you assume that what? The Chamesh Minadag includes, Mazon includes only Chamesh Minadag. Kolazon Alai includes everything except for water and melach. So it comes out that Shemen is Zon. It might not be called Mazon. We're not going to make a Mazonos on Shemen, but it is Zon. It is Zayin. It does give a person nutritional value. So if it gives nutritional value, so that couldn't be the difference between Shemen and Yayin. Ella says the Gemara as follows: Chamer soed or mishchalo soed. The real distinction is that wine sustains a person or satiates a person. It's soed. It satiates, fills a person up. That's it. It's soed, but mishcha is not soed. In fact, the Gemara, that's a problem too. V'chamer misoed v'harav avishasi chamer kamal yom adepisla ki echi dinigurei lelibe v'nechol matza tfei. Rava would drink wine to increase his appetite, that he'd eat matzah, he'd be able to eat more matzah on the Leil HaSeder. So the Gemara says, Tuva Garia Porta Soid. A lot of it makes you hungry, but a little bit does fill you up. Finally, the Gemara asks the blockbuster question. Mi soid cloud? Who says chamer is soid at all? V'aksiv v'yayin yisamach levav enosh v'lechem levav enosh yisod. Namahu desoid, chamer lo soid. It sounds from the pasuk that yayin is misameach. Yayin might make you happy, but if not soid, it doesn't sustain you. Ella says the Gemara chamer is v'tarati soid umisameach. Namah misiv soid smuchi lo misameach. Chamer has two qualities associated with it. Wine is both misameach and soid. The pasuk didn't mean to say that wine is only misameach, it meant to say that it's also misameach. Bread is only soid, it's not misameach.
Ready?
So just 1 second. Yeah.
But just the Gemara doesn't bring in quite any proof that that's true. It just
says. But the Gemara says there's no raya from the pasuk that wine is only misameach, it might be soid as well. So once it has the quality of soid, presumably
does
then.
Does it even bring a price or nothing?
No. Pasuk. Right, yeah, the Gemara sometimes interprets psukim, and that's all. So the Gemara just finally asks, Yachi Navrach Alei Shalosh Brachos, if it's so similar to Pas, that it's so aid like Pas, so maybe you should make Birchas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, Lokavi Inshi Sudasayu Ilave. Person is not Koveya Suda on it. The only things that we make a Birchas HaMazon on are things that we're Koveya Suda on. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava, Yikavi Ilave Sudasay Mai, what would be if we would be Koveya? If Elio Hanavi comes and tells us that it's a kviyus, fine. Hashdami abadla daito etzel kol adam. Now we have to go with what we have, and most people are not kaviyah sudan, so therefore we're not going to make a birchas hamazon. So if I were to ask you, according to the maskan of the Gemara, what quality of yai is it that gives it a special bracha? What would you say?
It's soid.
It's soid. That's what I would have said too. From the simple reading of the Gemara, the impression you get is that what unites pas and yayin, the unique quality of both bread and wine that gives them special brachos as opposed to all other peros, is that they're soid. I wouldn't necessarily say that the unique quality of wine is that it's soid umesameach. L'chora, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi says, V'hoksiv v'yayin yisamak levav enosh v'sevet the krav alechem levav enosh. He said, mashma havel yayin eno elo misameach. Key word there is elo. Says the Gemara, or says Rashi, explaining the teretz of the Gemara, v'mashani lav kidaka armet el alechem yisad v'lo yisameach havel yayin soid umisameach. The Gemara seems to be answering simply, don't ask me from the pasuk that yayin is misameach, that just means that it's also misameach. What's the key quality? Is it the fact that it's soid and misameach?
No,
I would say that the fact that it's soid is enough. In fact, if you were to say that yayin gets a special bracha because it's soid and misameach, so then you'll have a kasha about pas. Why does bread get a special bracha? It's not misameach, it's soid. So you see, soid is enough. So why do we need misameach also by yayin? First glance, if you read the Gemara, Lashon Pshat, you got to be careful when you read the Lashon of the Gemara. The impression you get is that really the quality that you need to be Koveh Baruch La'atzmo is soy. Pas and Yayin share this quality, which no other food has. That's why bread and Yayin get the special bracha and no other food does. If you look at the Rishonim, though, they don't say that. Rishonim do not say this. Rabbi Yonah, for instance, in Dafi Arif, Rabbi Yonah has a short piece. He says, "The Gemara shows Lama lo tiknu lomar lo bori pi azayis tamo al yain b'shemen u'madrina the charmer mishum the soid u'misameach kovei bracha la'atzma." The reason why chamra, why yain gets a bracha la'atzma, is because it's soid u'misameach. Rabbi Yonah seems to conclude that you need both qualities. The Ritva as well says the same thing. And in fact, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon at the beginning of Simen Reish Beis, when he's explaining why Yayin gets a bar piagaf and different than all other peros ha'ilon, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Chutz mehayayin mipnei shu soid halev u'misamcha kavul obracha b'fnei atzma." Mishnah Berurah is lechora taking the lashon of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva, but it seems difficult. That's really not the pashut pshat of the Gemara. But that's the way the Rishonim learn. Yes.
Vine with fruit growing on it is considered.
Sorry?
A vine with fruit growing on it is technically considered a tree.
Yes. We'll see. We'll see later, depending on how the vine grows. If it comes back on a yearly basis, it might be. It might not be called a tree. If it stays for a longer time, that might be the difference between bananas as opposed to fruits. Maybe we'll see later when we get to that minute. But that's basically what we're assuming here, that a vine is the same as a tree. Yes, Jeff.
Rabbi Mar didn't just say that vine is Messiah, because by the fact that it's Messiah, so we're really getting simcha by that.
Again, the fact that it's so aid you get simcha, that couldn't be, because if that were the case, then Pasuk would also be Messiah, and it's not. Pasuk doesn't say it's Misameach. Why would it say that Yain is the son of Levav Enosh, Lef and Levav Enosh Yisrael? Sounds like the unique quality of Pasuk is that it's Soe, but it's not Misameach. That's the Pasuk Shad. And when we define Simcha, you'll see I don't think Pasuk is going to be Misameach. Most people are not going to eat Pasuk on Purim if they want to be happy. Right? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't understand why we only need Messiah to be
why would it be enough, or why do I see that Yayin might only be soy? The reason why I know that it should be enough is because if it's not enough, then why does Pas get a special problem?
Different reason.
Well,
just
in other words, they could be different.
Yeah.
But just one second, if you already see that soy is enough to give a special bracha, so why don't we show them to say that the reason why Yayin gets a special bracha is because it's both soy and the samer.
Why is
soy
enough?
So it has to be enough because it's enough by pass. So why should it be enough by Yayin?
Why?
You're saying it's not sowing as much? Is that what you're saying?
Why is it enough by pass?
Clearly it's not by pass. If not, why does pass get a special bracha?
I don't know. For a different reason.
But that's not what the Gemara says. This is the Gemara. There is no other, as far as I know, there's no other bracha in the Gemara that explains why pass should get a special bracha.
So pass gets special bracha because it's sowing.
Yeah.
And then we're saying, so then why?
So I'm asking you, if Yayin requires more than sowing, it seems strange. It's because pas doesn't require more than sowing.
You were just selling it.
Fine.
We clarified the difference between mazum and sowing.
We didn't clarify that much, but for our purposes, we'll say that mazum means that there's nutritional value, as opposed to mayim and melach, which doesn't have nutritional value. Sowing means it sustains you. I saw some translations are sustains. Maybe you can say satiate, though that sounds like masvia, svia, sowing. Maybe they're similar. Satiate, sustaining, filling you up. There are different ways to say it. Clearly, it's more than simply nutritional value. If you eat a lot of fruit, you're not going to feel full in the same way as eating a nice sandwich, a nice cold cut sandwich, right?
And the thing that's filling you up is not the cold cuts. It's the bread. The harai, if you only have the cold cuts, it's going to take a lot more to fill you up. According to Rishon, we assume that the unique quality of wine which gives it a special bracha is that it's soy umesameach. So how can we answer this kasha from Pas? Pas gets a special bracha even though it's only soy. Yayin gets a special bracha only because it's soy umesameach. Why? What's the difference? So I thought the answer might be is that Pas, I thought you were saying this, Moshe, but you didn't make the last step. Take the last step. Pas, the person is kovei asuda. We don't find the Gemara saying that you're kovei asuda on Yayin. So maybe Pas, because it also has this extra element that most people are normally Kovei Asud on it, maybe that's why it's Kovei Special Baracha. It's not enough to be Soy. The Gemara Gemara's not talking about Pas per se. The Gemara just mentions that Pas happens to be Soy. So this is the source that a lot of the Mefarshim point out. That is the unique quality of Pas, which gives it a special Baracha. Could be that the reason why sowing is enough of pas is because people are kovei asuda on pas. Don't find people being kovei asuda on yayin. So that's why yayin needs the extra element of the samer as well to counter or to balance with pas. Now pas has special elements, two special elements, both it's sowing and people are kovei asuda on it, and yayin also has two special elements, but people are sowing and it's misameach as well. That's what I was thinking as a suggestion to explain what the similarity is between Yayin and Pas. Even though Pas is, so to speak, only Soed, nevertheless it's Kovei, a special bracha, and Yayin has to be Soed and Mesameach. It could be that Yayin lacks the quality of Kriya Suda, and that's why it needs the extra element of Mesameach to explain why it gets a special bracha. Yes?
Yeah, I think we've really done much. I'm just wondering, isn't bread and Kisera Sankasu, did you have to say because I'm also why are we trying to get other things?
We're talking about a Baruch Rishon, not Birkas.
No, Birkas Hamotzi is the rice. We know that.
Okay, but not the Baruch Rishon. Hamotzi is not the rice. We're trying to figure out why you don't make Hadama on the Pas. You only. That's a further question of the Gemara. That's a different. What I'm pointing out is that the quality of Pas that gives it a Birkas Hamotzi is also necessary to explain why it gets a special Baruch Rishon. Exactly. Tfilas Suda is an issue which relates to Birkas HaMazon, primarily. But I'm suggesting that it might also relate to the unique quality of Pas, which gives it a special Baruch Rishon as well. Correct. Not as silly a question as you think. Okay, the problem that this raises, the fact that Yayin gets a special Baruch because it's Soei to Umis Sameach, is why should we make a Bar Pei Gafen on grape juice? If you assume that we do, I think we assume that we do. The post assume that you do make a bar paragraph on grape juice. In fact, I'll show you a model that seems to assume that you make a bar paragraph on grape juice. So if you ought to assume that the unique quality of wine, which gives it a special bracha, bar paragraph, is because it's so a umasameach, at first glance, bar paragraph should not be recited on grape juice because grape juice is not misameach. How do I know the grape juice is not misameach? So, of course, it depends on how you define simcha. But before we try to define simcha, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin clearly implies that grape juice is not mesameach. The Gemara there says, does someone have a... Oh, I have it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin talks about what you can eat for the Suda Mafsekas before Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says... Erev Tisha B'Av means for the Suda Mafsekas. You're not allowed to eat Shnei Tavshilin. We know the basic halachas here, but the interesting halacha for our purposes is the second part. You can't eat meat and you can't drink wine. What kind of meat, what kind of wine? So that, the brisa fills you. You're allowed to eat basam aliyah, you're allowed to drink yayin migito, you can't drink other wine that is not migito, and basar, that's not maliyah. So what does this mean? Basam aliyah hankama, amar rab chanina bar kana, kozman shu kishlamin, kozman shu kishlamin. The yayin migito hankama, kozman shu tosis. Basar maliyah is kozman shu kishlamin, which means that the time of achil hashlam, which is 2 days and one night, has not passed on this meat. We put salt on the meat, But 2 days and a night have not passed, so it's still not called Moliah. Still has its juices. Rashi says, "Shlo over loves manachil hashlamim shneyanu v'layla echad adayin v'lach l'chusahu lo ikri Moliah v'mesameach asaleh v'mesameach asaleh." Until the salt has really made its imprint on the meat, it's still misameach. The basar is still misameach. So you're allowed to eat basar maliach, that means basar maliach that have passed the 2 days. So once it's already salted, so then it's not going to be misameach asaleh anymore. Similarly, you're allowed to drink yayin migito, which means as long as it's fermenting, it's not intoxicating yet, it's still migito, which means it's from the wine press. What do they mean from the wine press? Straight from the wine press? No. Even if it started to ferment, the fermentation process is not finished. So it's still, as Rashi says, it's no shef begaro nachmashu machmitz. It's fermenting. So it's not misameach. It seems from the Rashi, where Rashi understands the Gemara, that the suda mafsekes is supposed to be a poor man's meal. You're not supposed to eat anything. That's what? What's the quality of the food that you're not supposed to eat? Something which is going to be misameach. So says the Gemara, Rashi explains, if the basar is misameach, so then it's usur to eat during the suda. If the yayin is misameach, it's usur to drink. But yayin migito, which is called machu toses, it's still fermenting, it's not misameach. Clearly implying that grape juice, which is not, it's a non-fermented juice from the grape, that is not misameach. Misameach, obviously, mean something that's intoxicating. The reason why yayin is called misameach is because it's actually intoxicating. They quote it from Sukkot Safrak in the Krei Kodesh, quotes Rashi about Metzian Daf Samad Vav,
which seems to say that the pasuk v'yayin yisamach applies not only to yayin but to shechar as well, to beer as well. Apparently, it's not uniquely limited to yayin, but it applies to shechar as well. But if the pasuk says v'yayin, apparently yisamach doesn't mean that wine, because it's wine, is misameach. It's because the wine is intoxicating, because it has the quality that it's intoxicating. That's what makes it misameach. So shechar, even though it's not really wine, but it is intoxicating, so then it'll be misameach. But all of these gemaras clearly seem to imply that grape juice is not going to be misameach. You know, grape juice is not intoxicating. It's not misameach. That's why for the suda maseka, as one is allowed to drink grape juice. And for the same reason, one should not recite a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on it at first glance. If you take our Gemara seriously, as the Rishonim interpreted our Gemara, that the quality of wine that gives it a special bracha because it's both soed and misameach, since grape juice is not misameach, you shouldn't make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on grape juice. How?
But then you shouldn't make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on
Yayin Megiddo is grape juice. Same thing.
That was still the fermenting process.
No, if it's still in the fermenting process, that means it's the same as fresh wine.
I don't want to answer that question. Ask my own question.
Okay.
Rashi describes Tosfos as being like still in the process of fermenting it, and it bites your throat and it's
right.
So we're saying that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in the process of fermenting. Like actually, it's in the middle. It means it hasn't fermented. It hasn't fully. It
hasn't completed its fermentation process. So therefore, it's not fully intoxicating, right? So what someone might say is, who claims that you make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on grape juice? I know that's what everyone thinks that they do, but maybe we're all wrong. The answer is, it's a Gemara that you make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen. Feirush a Gemara? No, it's not a fair. It's not explicit. It's implied in the Gemara. Which Gemara am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Naftzadi Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of a sugi discussing what wine is kosher for Kiddush, the Gemara quotes the memra of Rava, the Amar Rava, Sofid Adam Eshkol Shoanavim, Vomer Lov Kiddush Hayom. A person can squeeze, not on Shabbos, but a person can squeeze the Eshkol, the grape, and he can make Kiddush Hayom on the juice that comes out of the grape, clearly implying that you can make Kiddush on grape juice. How does that tell me that you make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on grape juice? The answer is because the Gemara Psachim on Daf Kuvav that we're probably all familiar with, the Gemara says, Zachreis Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Zachreu Ala Yayin, Lechakil, a person is supposed to make Kiddush on Yayin. Then a Torah, a person has a chiyuv to say Kiddush Midbar, which means you have to say Mekadosh HaShabbos, you have to mention Kiddush HaShabbos. Then there's a further requirement that the Gemara Psachim has, that you're supposed to say this Kiddush Midbarim on a cup of wine. Is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? Most Rishonim assume that it's a din d'rabbanan. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Nozi that seems to say that maybe it's taka d'oraisa. Most Rishonim assume that it's a din d'rabbanan. But it's a din l'chatchila. A person is supposed to say Kiddush on wine. Yeah, there is an option to say Kiddush on wine or on pas, as we know. But l'chatchila, a person is supposed to say Kiddush on yayin. So the question is, how can the Gemara in Bava Basra say that lechatchila a person can be sochet eshkol an ovin and say kiddush hayom? If the Gemara says lechatchila is supposed to make kiddush on yayin, we know yayin make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen. Well, that's the Gemara in Brachas. So if yayin megiddo, if the grape juice that comes out of the grape when you squeeze it immediately at that point before it's actually intoxicating, if that yayin is kosher for Kiddush, you must make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on it, because if not, it wouldn't be called Yayin. L'chatchila is supposed to make Kiddush Dafka on what? Yayin. So if you wouldn't make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on that item, that juice that is squeezed out of the grape, then you wouldn't, l'chatchila, be allowed to make Kiddush on it. The Gemara clearly implies that l'chatchila you can make Kiddush on it. So the question is, how can you say a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on grape juice? If it's not misameach, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Why should I make a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen on grape juice? Now, of course, the simple answer to this question is that maybe the assumption that we've been making is wrong. Maybe the assumption of our Gemara is actually not that yayin is soy and misameach, as the Rishon would seem to say. Maybe yayin is only soy. Maybe the unique quality of wine that gives it a Baruch Pi'ar Gofen is that it's only soy. In fact, I was so troubled with this kasha, I thought that it's just a davar poshut, that you shouldn't require that the yayin is actually misameach, that I couldn't really understand what this question is that some of the achronim address, some of the poskim raise. I thought it was such a davar poshut that all you need is that the yayin should be soek, that it shares the same quality as pas. And I found in a beautiful sefer called Shalmei Nisan, written by Rav Nissen Kaplan, who's a Rosh Chabura in the Mir Yerushalayim. Beautiful sefer on this parak, which I'm sure many people are going to be using in the yeshiva. So I saw he quotes a Bekiyas. I never saw this inside until he mentioned it. He quotes from the Ginas Vrodin, who's one of the Gedolei Achron, and sometimes the Shari Tshuva on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ginas Vrodin. He says the Ginas Vrodin, and I asked to look it up inside, the Ginas Vrodin, in explaining our Gemara, doesn't mention the quality of Misamer whatsoever. Ginas Vrodin says, V'atam sh'nishtana hayayin p'v'chos ha'yosu min ha'shemen, Amr Beresh Parakeitza Mavarchin, Mishim Dayayin Ishtani Liluya. What's the Eloy of Yayin? What's the so special of Yayin? Shekem Shinas Yayin, Mitosa Bo Eloy Godol, the Misad Soy Kemar Pas. Minas Brother says the unique quality of Yayin is not that it's Misameach together with Soy, but rather it's Soy. It's exactly the same as Pas. According to this, there's no kasha whatsoever. You can make a Bar Piagofen on grape juice because grape juice is Soy. Apparently, the Gemara must have understood that any fruit, any juice that comes out of the grape is going to be soed, and that should be sufficient. The whole kasha, this whole kasha, as to why should we make a bar piagofen on grape juice because it's not misameach, that only begins because of whom? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva. Because of the Rishonim, who somehow understood from this Gemara, from the conclusion of the Gemara, that the reason why you make a bar piagofen on wine is not because it's soed, but rather because it's both soed and misameach. It's only because of them that we have the problem to begin with. If you take the approach of the Ginas Vrodin and the Gemara, which I think is the simpler approach, you look at Rashi. Rashi says the kasha of the Gemara is the Yayin. Yisano tells me that Yayin is only Misameach. Kamash Malon, the Gemara answers that Yayin is also Misameach. But it could be that the quality of Misameach is not necessary to be Kovei Baruch Halach. If that's the case, there's no kasha from grape juice at all. So the whole Shiva is not necessary. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out, should you make a bar piagofen on grape juice? What kind of grape juice? There are different types of grape juice. You can change the process of the creation of grape juice. This whole discussion is bent on the assumption, dependent on the assumption that yayin has to be Sameach in order to get a special broth. Yes, Moshe.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin never specifically says they don't make a bar piagofen on that.
Correct. But it does imply, especially the way Rashi understands the Gemara, since he mentions the quality of simcha vis-a-vis basar, it does imply that the reason why at the Suda Mafsekes you can drink Yayin Shutoses is because it's not Misameach. So I'm not talking about...
But then the Gemara and Bavabatra would still make sense.
No, it can't, because Bavabatra has to be predicated on Brachos. Yeah. Brachos, according to Rishonim, concludes that Yayin gets a Bar Priyagafen only because it's Misameach, and Sanhedrin says that Yayin Megiddo is not Misameach, then Bavabatra, that says that L'chatchila you can make Kiddush on Yayin, it's difficult, because if you don't make a bar piagofen on Yayin Negito, so then how can you make kiddush on it? That's the problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo addresses this issue, and he says that maybe the answer to this problem as to why you make a bar piagofen on grape juice is that maybe in fact you don't need that the Yayin should be Misameach before to make a bar priyagafen on it. Maybe you don't need that the substance that you're talking about will be physically misameach in the state that it's in. Maybe in order to make a bar priyagafen on yayin, it's enough that you have the potential in this item to become misameach. It can become mishtaker in the future. It's not necessary for the yayin to actually be misameach now in the state that it's in. Maybe it's enough that it has the potential in the future to become misameach. Rav Shlomo Zalman is medayek from a Rashbam in Bava Basra. That's sugya. Yes.
Then you can say the same thing for the fruit itself.
The fruit itself. What do you mean the fruit itself? The grape.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the bracha on the grape later. Okay. We'll mention the bracha on the grape. I'm not so sure that you can say vis-a-vis the grape. I'll explain to you why a little bit later on, Jeff.
So what does that mean?
You'll make a bar priyagafen because it has the potential to be misameach. When the Gemara says that the unique quality of wine is that it's both soy and misameach, it didn't mean that the wine in the present state is misameach. Wine has the unique ability that it has the potential to be misameach if it becomes fermented appropriately. It has that potential, but it doesn't have to be misameach physically now, actually now. As long as it has the potential, it's enough.
So is that different from what we already said? Because, of course, wine, when you drink it immediately, it doesn't give you
going to get drunk immediately.
No, I'm talking about that the wine that you're drinking will make you intoxicated. Grape juice will not make you intoxicated at all, even in the future. Grape juice can become an intoxicating beverage if you leave it or if you ferment it. That's what I mean. That it has the potential before you drink it to become a sameach. If you drink it at a state that it's not a sameach, so it's not going to make you sameach later. No one says that it's going to make you sameach later, but since the grape juice has the potential to become the sameach, it has the potential to become intoxicating, perhaps that might be enough to get a bar piagof in. Where's the Rashban?
So he's addressing the problem of water burning up and not because he gets his own bracha.
That's what we're talking about. Well, that is its own bracha, right? It gets its own bracha because it has the potential. Kamzam is just saying, you don't need that the item should be physically the sameach you now, in the state that it's in now. It's enough that it has the potential to be sameach you in the future if it undergoes some kind of metamorphosis, some kind of transformation. What's the Rashbam talking about? That Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Sani Zayin Amad Aleph says that any yayin that's not roi, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvi Amar Rav, Ein Omer Kiddush Hayom, Ela Al Hayayin HaRoi Linosech Al Gabei HaMizbeach. Only wine that you can pour on the Mizbeach that's kosher for Nisafim, that's the wine that you can make Kiddush on. So what does that come to exclude? What kind of yayin is the Gemara coming to exclude? So the Gemara goes back and forth, different possibilities. So at some point later on in the Gemara, it says that it comes to exclude lema'uta yayin koses. Comes to exclude yayin koses. Good? What is yayin koses? So the Rashbam fills you in. Without the Rashbam, we wouldn't know what he's talking about. Yayin koses, hu yayin hanimka b'chanus. It's wine that's sold in the stores. Sounds like pretty regular wine. Not exactly. They didn't bottle the wine. So since they didn't bottle the wine, somehow if it's sat around in the stores, it would not be able to become intoxicating anymore. It somehow became denatured in some way. It wasn't of the same quality, and it wouldn't be able to be intoxicating. That's what the Rashbam writes. So yayin hanimka b'chanus u'pasach lo habi shechar v'lo roi liyos shechar. It's not roi liyos shechar. I'm not sure why, but that's what the Rashbam says. Continues the Rashbam, ki yayin migito, it's below roi liyo shecha, ki yayin migito, the sofo miyo liyo shecha. Yayin migito, the Gemara had said, is kosher for Kiddush, that's sofet adam eshkol shalom, adam gomro, kiddush hayom, so yayin migito is kosher for Kiddush. Yayin kosis, apparently, is different. Since yayin kosis is possible for Kiddush, so there must be some kind of difference between yayin migito as opposed to yayin kosis. Says the Rashbam, the difference is that yayin migito is roi liyo shecha. That's exactly the point. He doesn't say that it is Shechar, that it's Misameach now. No! It's Roi Liyo Shechar. It has the potential to be Shechar. That's why you can make Kiddush on it. And that's perhaps why it gets a Bar Priyagofen as well. Misameach doesn't mean that the Yayin is Misameach now, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests. It just means that it has the potential to be Misameach in the future. Yayin Megito has that potential. Yayin Koses does not. That's why you can't make Kiddush on Yayin Koses. And you can make Kiddush on Yayin Megiddo. Yes.
Isn't that saying that it's basically an edina of simcha because it has potential to be sameach? It could also be that another concept which is thought from our rejected, which is an alibi, the chashiva said it's tied up with the simcha. And the fact that it can become this makes it chashiv too.
I think the ishtani le'iluya is a very important point, but the question is, what kind of ishtani is that? From the conclusion of the Gemara, you see that it's not just the fact that there's an ishtana le'malusa, that there's some beneficial, better change, but there is a certain kind of change. It's that it's soyidim esameach. Without the soyidim esameach, ishtani le'iluya is not going to help me. So we're focusing on the soyidim esameach because that's really the key component. That's the kind of shina that you need in order to make a bar piagofen. Okay?
Isn't ishtani a future tense?
Ishtani
will change for the better.
That's not what the Gemara hymns. It means that once you've squeezed it out of the grape, it's already Ishtani. So the fact that it compares it to Shem is not going to change. And yet the phrase Ishtani really is used by Shem as well. It sounds like Ishtani means that it is changed. It's a changed item. This might help us explain why we should make a bar piagofen on grape juice. Pure grape juice. The problem is that our grape juice is not really pure. What do I mean by that it's not pure? It doesn't have any additives in it, but the problem is it's undergone certain processes. What process am I talking about? Our grape juice is commonly pasteurized. So that is that throws another monkey wrench into this mixture. If the grape juice is pasteurized, that means that it's mevushal. Al pidin, the poskim say that pasteurizing reaches about 165 degrees, 175 degrees. So that's al pidin called mevushal. The question is, even if you'll tell me that the Gemara in Bava Basra says you make a bar pegofen on yayin negito, on pure grape juice, maybe that's the grape juice that they had at the time of the Gemara that it was not pasteurized. They were not mevushal the grape juice. But a grape juice that we are mevashel, post can say, I'm not a connoisseur of wine or grape juice, but they say that once you cook the grape juice, once you cook the wine, well, not the wine, once you cook the grape juice, it can't become intoxicating anymore. It will not ferment in the same way as wine. So if it won't ferment in the same way as wine, Shlomo Zalman's svara no longer applies. The Rashbam's svara that Roy Leo Shefa no longer applies. If Yayin Negito gets a bar paragraph because it's Roy Leo Shefa, it has to be Roy Leo Shefa. Maybe it doesn't require, maybe it doesn't have to be physically misameach in the state that it's in now, but it has to be Roy Leo Shefa. It has to have the potential to become intoxicated. But if you're going to cook up the grape juice, if you're going to pasteurize it, and I'll be din, that has a din of bishul. So once it's mevushal, if we ought to assume, which the post can say, I can't verify this, but the post can say that once the yayin is mevushal, once the grape juice is mevushal, it won't become mesameach, it won't become intoxicating. So then, how can we make a bar peragofen on grape juice that is pasteurized? Maybe the answer is that on grape juice that's pasteurized, you're not supposed to make a bar peragofen. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying that you're not fanatic. You don't make a bar peragofen on grape juice that's pasteurized. Wow. That's quite a chumrah. Most people assume that you should make a bar peragofen on grape juice that's pasteurized. The question is why? If it no longer can become a sameach, so why should you make a bar peragofen on it? I should point out, parenthetically, that this question as to whether you make a bar peragofen on grape juice that's pasteurized is not completely related to the general question as to whether you make a bar peragofen on yayin mevushal. Be careful with that. Grape juice, mitzanav, grape juice that's pasteurized, even if it has a din of mevushal, is not the same as yayin mevushal. There's a discussion which I gave you in the addendum to the Maamar Kamos, a discussion in the Torah, three different shittos as to what the bracha on yayin mevushal is and whether it's kosher for kiddush. I'll get an opportunity to look at that bracha in the Torah. The Torah quotes the famous sheet of Rashi and Chubis, as the Hagos and the bottom of the Torah point out. In the Chubis Rashi says that Yayin Mevushal gets a Shahaka. Wow. That means that all Yayin that's Mevushal, there are many wines that are Mevushal, very good wines. Herzog, there are certain Choshiva wines that happen to be Mevushal. Rashi holds that all those wines get a Shahaka. So there's no question that according to Rashi, you couldn't make Kiddush on any wine that's Mevushal.
That Rashi's own wine is Mevushal.
Big Rashi brand wine is against the cheapest Rashi. Okay, it's a problem. Take it. So Rashi holds that Yayin Mevushal gets a shahak. We don't have to. But even within the shittos that hold that Yayin Mevushal gets a bar peragofen, there's a further level of whether you can make kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. The Rambam has a celebrated chumrah. He says that on Yayin Mevushal you can't make kiddush because the pasul l'gavim is bayah. So therefore you can't make kiddush on it. Even though it gets a bar peragofen, you're not supposed to make kiddush on it. Most poskim assume, I'll explain in a moment, most poskim assume that it's kosher for kiddush. The only yayin which is possible to gavim mizbeach, which is also possible for kiddush, is a yayin which is physically deficient. It's physically deficient. It's reichel raz, the Gemara says, it's yayin gula. There's some pagam to the yayin. So if it's possible to gavim because of a pagam to the physical wine, there's some pagam to its taste, or its smell, or something like that, so that soul transfers the kiddush. But yayin mevushal, if you give a connoisseur, he'd be able to tell the difference between yayin mevushal and not. But to most people like me, I can't tell the difference between yayin mevushal and not. There are some very fine tasting wines that happen to be mevushal. So it's hard to say that the wine really becomes deficient just because it's mevushal. So Rov poskim hold that even though it's possible legabim mizbeach, it might be kosher for kiddush. So that's a detailed machlokas between the Rambam and Rov Rishonim.
Wasn't that the whole purpose of being a mevushal? That the wine becomes deficient so that you won't get
No, it's not misameya.
The purpose of a wine to be mevushel is so that you won't.
There's no problem of maga akum. If the blood touches the wine, it's not
right.
Past the wine. That's the purpose. But the question is, does that really make the wine deficient?
Right. You need it to be deficient in order to be mevushel.
No. Mevushel just means you cook it. If you cook the wine, so then there's no halacha of maga akum anymore.
I thought a lot of rishonim point out that the reason why this is that you won't get it eventually.
So are only related to wine that you can pour on the mezbeah. Once it's mevushel, it's impossible to get on the mezbeah. So the din of stam yeyin and maga akum not going to apply. That's the halacha. Okay? But the question is, just because it's possible to get on the mezbeah doesn't mean that it's possible for kiddush. Maybe the only kind of psul that is there that passes for kiddush is some pagam in the wine, some physical deficiency of the wine, but mevushel doesn't really create such a pagam in the wine. So maybe it's still a question of it. This is how most people pass it. Most people, I don't know about you, but in my home, we do make kiddush on yayin mevushel on Shabbos. We're not makbid to make dafka on non-mevushel wine. Some people are. Some people, briskers, will probably be machmir for the Rambam, and they wouldn't make on mevushel wine. For non-briskers, it's not such an important chumra to be choshish for. My point is that this whole discussion as to whether Yayin Mevushel gets a Barik Kriya Gafen or not is completely irrelevant to our discussion. No one is saying that those shitos that claim that pasteurized grape juice will not get a Barik Kriya Gafen are following Shitas Rashi, who holds that Yayin Mevushel gets a Shahaka. That's not what they're saying. No. Even if you hold, like Rov Rishonim, that Yayin Mevushel will get a Barik Kriya Gafen, you might still say that grape juice that's mevushel will not get a Barik Kriya Gafen. Why? Because they're very different. Yayin mevushel was yayin. It happens to be mevushel now, but it was yayin. But grape juice, or to say even better, yayin mevushel is intoxicating. It can intoxicate you right now. This is sameach right now. Grape juice that's mevushel no longer has the potential to be intoxicating. So it could be even those who would say that yayin mevushel does get a Barik Kriya Gafen because it is mesameach, it is intoxicating. They might hold that grape juice that is mevushel will not get a Barik Kriya Gafen because it no longer has the potential to become intoxicating. You follow what I'm trying to say? So this shaila of grape juice that's mevushel, or if it's pasteurized, whether it gets a Barik Kriya Gafen or not, is not completely related, or I should say it's completely unrelated, in fact, to the question as to whether yayin mevushel gets a Barik Kriya Gafen or not, because yayin mevushel is a completely different item. That is yayin! The question is, the fact that it's mevushel, does that really, is that ishtani legreyesa, as Rashi says? That's a change for the bad? It somehow makes the wine deficient or not? Most Rishonim say, but it doesn't make the wine deficient. It doesn't make it sufficiently deficient to reduce the bracha to a shahakal. But it could be that pasteurized grape juice is worse, because pasteurized grape juice now no longer has the potential to become intoxicating, and therefore a Barik Kriya Gafen is no longer suitable for it. Yes?
So Rashi doesn't hold like the Rashbam, I think, is what become.
No, Rashi is unrelated to the Rashbam, because Rashi might say that it's enough to become. To have the potential to become Sameach. It doesn't matter what the Rashi holds. Rashi holds that Yayin Mevushel is a Shtani Lebreisa. It's changed for the bad and there's nothing to talk about. I don't think Rashi would deny the fact that pasteurized grape juice should get a Shahako. He certainly would say pasteurized grape juice would get a Shahako. My point is, even though Rove Rishon and Rove Postman claim that Yayin Mevushel gets a Barik Kriya Gafen, they might still claim, or some might claim, that grape juice that's Mevushel will not get a Barik Kriya Gafen. Because grape juice is worse, it's not intoxicating, and now that it's mevushel, it no longer has the potential to become intoxicating either.
Also, why
that's
is there mevushel puzzle agave is bad? It's intoxicating, it's
right, but apparently it's not as choshev as regular wine, so therefore it's inappropriate.
Even the diabet?
The diabet, no. The diabet, perhaps it might be good. There's a tosis there in Baba Basra, if you want to go look at a tosis on Sadi Zayin Haman Aleph, who talks about Yayin mevushel. Vis-a-vis the mizbeach. So what's the answer to this kasha? Rabbi Yashin holds, or so they quote, that grape juice that's pasteurized does not get a Barik Kriya Gafen. But most posts can assume that it does get a Barik Kriya Gafen. I think most of us would make the Barik Kriya Gafen on our grape juice. Grape juice is pasteurized. So why do we make a Barik Kriya Gafen on grape juice? So if you look there in the Tshuva, in the Micha Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman explains why pasteurizing will not be a problem.
Shlomo Zalman says, where is this? It's on page 3 or 4. On page 3, continuing that power. Shlomo Zalman says that grape juice that's pasteurized, even though it no longer can become wine, it can no longer become intoxicating, that's not a problem. You know why? Because as long as it was roi lakash at one point in time, when you first squeezed it out of the grape, that's enough to get a bar pair of
that's a big fish.
Shlomo Zalman has two chidushim here. First of all, he says that you don't need that the yayin should be sameach b'foel. It doesn't have to physically make you happy. It's enough that it has the potential to make you happy. And secondly, he says that it's enough that it had the potential l'rega echad, for one moment when it first left the grape, even if you did something which now prevents it from being mesameach, it's not a problem. It still has the quality of mesameach. It has the quality of mesameach, which means the quality that's roi lios mesameach. It has the potential to become mesameach at some point in time. So even though now it no longer has that potential, it's not a problem. This is the svara he gives to try to explain why you should make a bar pei gofen on grape juice, even if it's pasteurized, even if it's mevushel. It no longer has the potential to become a sameach, but it doesn't matter. As long as it has the potential, l'rega echad, for one moment of time, it no longer loses the unique quality of yayin, and it would get a bar pei gofen even after it's pasteurized.
And this comes to exclude yayin profit?
Aha! You said Yayin Tosef, didn't it have
at some point
it had the potential to become intoxicating? That's an excellent question.
So yeah,
it's an excellent question. What's the difference between Yayin Tosef and this Yayin?
At one point, but then you said it's denatured and now it's no longer.
Yayin Tosef apparently is some different kind of wine.
I got that.
No, Avi's question is, wasn't Yayin Tosef roi lios mesameach at some point in time? Now it became ruined. Now it's in the stores and it's possible it can't become one.
But
at some point in time, wasn't it there? Sorry?
He does discuss Tosef within
the brackets. What does he say? So, Kami Kashi Diyavim and Sakhah, Hilu Haidam, and Lonisu Mishun Bishon. Well, actually, that's in the Basar Hashtag, and Lopazu Bishon, and we didn't have the Tosef.
So
what's he saying? Just one second. What's he saying? He's saying koseis is somehow worse.
Yeah, you would make a gefen on koseis.
You wouldn't make a gefen on koseis, but why? Wasn't
it's like
it,
vinegar.
Wasn't it? It's like vinegar. In other words, it's so denatured. I mean, it's so ruined.
This theory wouldn't apply.
But the lashon of the Rashban is interesting. The lashon of the Rashban says that it's not roi lios shechon. Maybe that's not the only point. Maybe you need more than that. Koseis is worse than that. Koseis, the reason why you don't make a gefen on koseis is not only because it's not roi lios shechar, and it's denatured, it's deficient in some way, as opposed to grape juice, which is just in a roi lios, or actually was roi lios shechar, but now that it's in a roi lios shechar.
Yeah, but you said
you're
sorry that you can't.
Sorry?
You said you that you can't fix and pasteurized grape juice. I mean, once you got to that.
Correct. It can't be fixed in the sense that it can't become a sameach, it can't become intoxicating. But it's not mishtana l'reisa in the same sense as yayin koseis. Yayin koseis doesn't taste good, right? It doesn't taste as good. It doesn't taste like wine. So because it's physically deficient in a more significant way, the grape juice, that's why it's not going to get a bar pei gofen as opposed to grape juice.
Yeah, that's apparently what you have to say. Yayin koseis is somehow physically deficient in the way that grape juice is not. Avi, that's probably the answer. Okay. You can fill in when he comes back. Okay? Yayin Koseis is somehow more physically deficient, and that's why it's not enough that it's in a royal lios shechar. It's that it's physically deficient as well. That's why it's not going to get a bar pei gofen, as opposed to Yayin Medito that's simply been pasteurized, which is not as physically deficient. So since it was roi at some point in time, it's still going to get a bar pei gofen, even after it no longer is roi to become intoxicated. Okay. This is the answer that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gives. I thought there was a simpler answer to the whole question.
As you see, we're grappling with this issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer, a good answer. But it was roi and rega echad. Now it's not. That's a difficult answer. I thought the answer was a little bit simpler. And that is, of course, this is not working with the Rashban, but perhaps the answer is this. That maybe you don't need it
maybe the juice gets a barakah gafen,
even if it's not roi lios misameach, because you don't really need misameach in the juice that you're talking about at all.
Whether it's misameach physically, before now, or whether it's roi lios misameach has the potential, maybe you don't really need misameach in this juice per se. Maybe the fact that juice that comes out of a grape can't be misameach. There is yayin. There is something that comes out of the grape that can't be misameach. That's enough to give a barakah gafen to any juice that comes out of the grape. In other words, when the Gemara in Bracha says that the reason why yayin gets a barakah gafen is because it's soed umesameach, what that means is any schita from another, any juice that is squeezed from the anavim is going to get a bar piya gafen. Why? Because Chazal rokovei a special bracha for juice that comes out of the grape, because there is a juice, there is a product that can come out of the grape, which is misameach. The halacha that yayin or that yefen is kovei a bracha la'atzmo means that the min of a grape, the min of yayin, the min of a schita from a grape gets a bar piya gafen. It doesn't have to be misameach by its very nature, the juice that we're talking about. That doesn't have to be misameach. It doesn't have to be physically misameach. Perhaps it doesn't even have to be have the potential to be misameach. It's enough that there is a juice that can come out of the grape that is misameach to tell me that whatever juice comes out of the grape that should get a bar pair of as well. Lest you think this is just a svara bialma, perhaps we can be medayak this way from the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, when he cites this halacha, he uses a very interesting language. Rambam says in Ches Beis, he says, "Hasochei peiros votzim mehem mashkim, mevarech alein betfila shehakol ubesov bar nefashos." Normal juices that you squeeze out of fruits, you make a shehakol in the beginning. Brach Rishon. Chutz min ha'anavim v'hazeisim, she'al ha'yayin u'mevarech bar ke'agafen, ubesov brach ha'achas mehem shodesh. Except for grapes and olives, because on wine you make a bar megafen, v'al ha'shemen, betchilo levar barit pri ha'etz, etc. At first glance, you look at the Rambam, you say, well, what's the Rambam saying? It's just claiming that on yayin you make a bar megafen. But look at the lashon. The Rambam is contrasting what comes out of an oven to what comes out of other fruits. It sounds like he's saying, a schita sapri in general gets a shahako, schita sanovim gets a hagofen. It's interesting. If the Rambam meant to say that dafka is something which is misameach mamish, gets a hagofen, so why does the Rambam preface this halacha by saying the schita of every other pri gets a shahakal? The schita of anovim is not why shalayayin u'mevarech bari pri hagofen. It's sort of misleading. Because it's not really true that chutz min ha'anavim, that everything that is nischat from the grape gets the bar piyagafen. It's not true. Only yayin gets the bar piyagafen. The fact that the Rambam prefaces his halacha by saying what is nischat from other fruits gets a shakalas, nischat from another mezeisim doesn't. So that seems to indicate that everything that's nischat from the grape is going to get hagafen. That the term yayin is not limited to something which is mishaker, but since yayin has the koach to be misameach, so Chazal will kovea a special bracha for the entire min, for the entire min of liquids that come out of a grape. According to this, there's no kasha b'chlal. Even if the grape juice is cooked, even if it's pasteurized, so what? That it has no potential to be misameach in the future. It doesn't matter. The point is, as long as you squeeze the juice out of the grape, it gets a hagafen no matter what state it's in, because there is a juice that you can squeeze out of the grape, which will be misameach. Very different understanding of this principle. Just one second. Let me add just one point to this. There is a discussion in the poskim. What happens if you make a bar piya gafen on grapes themselves? Can you be yotze yachiyev to make a bracha rishon on that? The tour, as part of the additional handout, the tour on that third page there. The Torah quotes a suffix whether you make ala gefen, if you made an ala gefen via priya gefen on grapes as opposed to ala eitz via priya eitz for bracha achrona, can you be yotzei? Grapes are really a priya eitz, so you should have made ala eitz via priya eitz because it's one of the shiras aminim. What happens if you make ala gefen via priya gefen?
So then in Sif Tezvav, the Torah comes around and says, Umikomakom Hiskim Lazer, the Rush agrees to Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Rush agrees, if you made a bracha of bar piagafen for bracha rishona on the grapes, you are yotze. You make a bar piagafen on priha eitz, on peros ilon, you can be yotze. So also, if you make a bar piagafen on anavim, you can be yotze as well. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch class is, but the Eretz makes a bar piagafen on grapes, he is yotze. It doesn't happen that often, but that's not a lot of time. So I was thinking, what does this mean? What's this sheet telling me? If you make a bar piagafen on grapes, you can be yotzei. So some of the posts can point out that presumably the Tor, first of all, is working with Rashi. Rashi on our sugya says, what does bar piagafen mean? That's what all of you were picking up on. Bar piagafen means the pre of the gefen. We're really talking about the grape. We're not really talking about wine in the bracha of bar piagafen. We're really focusing on the grape. The yayin is a product of the grape, but we thank Hashem for creating the grape, which is the pre-hagafen. So if you say that the grape is the pre-hagafen, it makes a lot of sense that you should be able to make a bar pre-hagafen on the grape, right? But taking it one step further, if you assume the way we're saying now, that the pshat is that Chazal were called by a special bracha of bar pre-hagafen for wine, because there is an element, there is some kind of juice that can come out of the grape, which is the sameach, and it's not really necessary for the juice in question that you're talking about to be the sameach, or have the potential to be the sameach. It's enough that it's coming out of the grape. Chazal made it, Chazal kaveh bracha for the min, for the type of food that has something coming out of it, which can be the sameach. So then I think it makes a lot of sense that you should be able to make a bar piagafen and be the evid on grapes as well. If you were to assume that the reason why you make a bar piagafen on yayin is because it has the potential to be mesameach itself, or that it itself is mesameach right now, it seems to me it's very difficult to believe that you could be koveya the bracha bar piagafen on grapes, even if mitzad the loshon of the bracha makes sense. According to Rashi, the loshon of the bracha makes sense. Piagafen refers to the grape, right? But so what? Chazal were only koveya that bracha on something special, on yayin. So if you tell me what's unique about yayin is that it's either mesameach mamish now, or it has the potential to be mesameach in the future, I think it's very difficult to believe that if you make a bar piagafen on grapes, that you should be able to say, why? Because a grape doesn't have the potential to be mesameach. It's mechuser maisa. Right? You're lacking squeezing. You're lacking the schita. It is true that the grape contains within it something which can be mesameach, but that's too far removed at first glance. To say that the grape is ro'i lios mesameach, I think that's a little bit of a joke. To tell me that grape juice is ro'i lios mesameach, I can understand, because if you just leave the grape juice, it'll ferment. But the grape is not going to ferment just because you leave it. Unless you crack open the grape and somehow let the juice out, I mean, the grape might spoil, but it's not going to ferment in a normal fashion. If you just leave it the way it is, it'll probably get hot. It's not going to turn into yayin in the same way. So to say that the grape is roi lios misameach, or that it's misameach mamish, I don't see how. But if you learn the way we're learning the Rambam, that yayin is kovei abrach la'atmo, not because it's misameach actually now, or not because it has the potential to be misameach, but because it comes from a min, which is roilos misameach. It comes from the grape, and what comes out of the grape has the potential to be misameach. So then it's much less of a jump to say that if you make a bar piagafen on grapes, you can't be yotzei. Why? Because the grape is the min. That is the essence of the min. If you tell me that this item has to be royally lios misameach, I don't think the grape is royally lios misameach. Yeah, it has something in it. If you were to squeeze it out, it's royally lios misameach. But to say that that extends to the grape as well, I think it's a little bit of a joke. But if you tell me that Chazal kovei bar piagafen on the min, which is royally lios misameach, the min which has within it the potential to be misameach, that's why yayin gets a bar piagafen. And from that we said, if that's our approach, then even if this yayin itself is not royal, it doesn't matter. It comes from the min. So not such a jump to say that since the grape is really the essence of that min, you could make the evet of Rafa Bar Piyadofen on the grape and be yotzei as well. So I think the tour works in very nicely with the rabbi, but this is really a new approach. But the reason why yayin is koveh bracha la'atzmo is not because it is misameach b'tzoach, not because it's royal b'yos misameach, but rather because it comes from the min, which is misameach and royal b'yos misameach. So that would include even something which physically is not misameach, that's not royal b'yos misameach anymore, doesn't have that potential, but it still comes from that min, and it might also be the evidence include the grape itself, because the grape is the min, which has within it the potential of creating something which is royal b'yos misameach.
If we assume that it's a similar din with bread, it's a din on the min and not on the particular product that's in front of you, then you should be making hamotzi if you're eating cupfuls of flour, right? Because it has the potential to be made into bread. You could say it's not the same.
Well, the idea of potential we see only applies to the concept of simcha. It doesn't apply to bread, so it's hard to believe that it should apply to the flour.
Potential to be soy? I mean, is grape juice as it is that considered soy?
Flour is not a potential to be soy. If you leave the flour from now until the end of eternity, it's not going to be soy. If you leave the grape, if you leave the juice, for a while, it will be soy. So, my point is, royal yos misameach is something that has to happen by itself. That's something that you have to do a ma'aseh for. To say that the grape is royal yos misameach, I think it's a little bit difficult. But to say that it comes from the min, from the species which is royal yos misameach, is that such a jump? I don't think so.
Okay, but
grape juice. It's not what it is. The grape juice also is the min that's royal yos misameach. It's grape juice. Grape juice is royal yos misameach. Even if this grape juice that you're looking at, the grape juice in question is no longer royal yos misameach, so what? But it comes from the min, which is royal yos misameach. The grape also is the actual min, which is royal yos misameach, so maybe you should get a better about this one.
And everybody agrees that just stock grape juice is soy, even before it's become misameach?
I'm talking about misameach, not talking about soy. It would have to be soy. It would be soy, then our whole discussion wouldn't start. So Mazama's answer wouldn't help me then, because if it's not soy, it's not soy. Okay?
This kind of looks good.
Low plug. I don't know if I would call it low plug. I think we're trying to use the svaras, but we're trying to reinterpret the svaras. It's not a low plug. This is not a gzeirah. To say that Chazal were koveh below plug just sounds funny. Because low plug is a principle that we use legabe isurim. The Chazal were afraid that you might not do something properly, so therefore they said you below plug in where the tam hadara does not necessarily apply. Maybe the halal will still apply. But here, who cares? It's not the...
They're afraid that you might not make a
book or go there's nothing to be afraid about that. Technically, if you make a shahakol on the mitzvah oven, it's enough also. You make a shahakol on yayin, that's fine. So Chazal are not afraid. This is just that Chazal felt it's better to make a bracha mefuretes. It's better to make a more specific bracha. That's more appropriate. But it's not a pagan if you won't make such a bracha. Okay, so I think the concept of low plug probably we should not apply in this case. Yes? We still have something to add, so just hold on. Yeah.
What would be the reason for Chazal themselves to make it special on the min?
That's the whole point. That the min is more chashuv because it has the potential. Because it has something within it that has the potential to be something. Why?
Why would there be a cause to call it the min? That seems that it's the same step. But why does the potential be made up within something from the stretching, but in order to redefine what exactly it is, meaning it's going to stretch from the line, because really is it the wine that misses mass, right? So in order to say that it's the grape defining what misses mass, it's just making a broader category that's the mean, which contains the wine, because really it's the wine itself that has it. So what would be the reason to put that for a stretch there? It's still a stretch.
You can hear someone disagree, but the fact is that once you're saying that it's the min that can be misameach, even if this item is not misameach per se, so isn't the grape really the essence of the min of wine?
Yeah.
Wine is just what's coming out of the grape. So the grape is that min. In fact, that's what the bracha itself says. So it could be that's why the Torah says, if you haven't made the bracha on the grape, you have made the bracha on a min which has the potential to create a product which is very useful for somebody.
What would be the first reason in itself to go back to the min? I think
lachatchila chazal kovei barter rofen on yayin, because that not only is the that not only comes from the min, comes from the grape that's royal yos v'sameach, but it is a food item that is royal yos v'sameach. Even if in this form it's not royal yos v'sameach, but it's a food item that is royal yos v'sameach, because wine could be v'sameach. That's step one. But to extend it a little bit further, since the grape is the father min, so to speak, right? It's the parent min of wine, because it's the source of the wine. So maybe be the other. If you make a bar tzadok on the grape, you can be yotzi as well, because you are making a bracha on the min that's royal yos v'sameach. It's certainly much more precise to make the bracha on yayin, because yayin is the actual food type. Let's call it food type as opposed to a min. Yayin is the food type that's royal yos v'sameach, but the grape is really the min. That's the species that has the yayin coming out of it. So again, l'chatchila chazal would not call their barker gafen on grapes. It's supposed to make ha'etz on grapes. But b'di'evet, perhaps you can satisfy the bracha on grapes by making a barker gafen, because it is part of the min. To say that the only time that you can make a barker gafen is on something which is misameach, or royal yos misameach, I think it would be too much of a jump to say that you should make a hagafen, or that not that you should, but that b'di'evet, if you make a hagafen on grapes, that would be sufficient. Because the grape is not royal yos v'sameach by itself. If you leave it and you don't do anything to it, nothing's going to happen. But it is from the min that's royal yos v'sameach. So that's why I'm saying, if you hold like the Rambam, like the way we're explaining the Rambam, that the bracha barak hagafen was nikva on a min that's royal yos v'sameach, then perhaps we can make a jump. We can extend this principle to the grape itself, because the grape is part of that min as well.
So why would they be talking again on this is something with the min?
Because it's still not the particular food type, they still saw that it's a little bit of a jump. It's still an extension. But the extension to the Eved might work. Rav Shlomo Zalman just points out one thing. He says this would only apply, this halacha, that it's enough, as he claims, it's enough that the grape juice was really pam achas. At some point in time, to be a sameach, in order to make a bar kiyah often on it, it doesn't have to be royally yos v'sameach right now. Or, as we said, it's enough that it comes from a min, which is royal yos v'sameach. So Zalman says that that's only going to work for regular grape juice, for natural grape juice. Natural grape juice that might be pasteurized, but it's natural grape juice. But grape juice from concentrate? No. Grape juice from concentrate, which Shlomo Zalman says, is not going to get a barker gafen. Why not? What's the difference? Shlomo Zalman suggests that maybe if we understand the difference between grape juice as opposed to yayin, we'll be able to understand what the difference is between grape juice and concentrate as opposed to pure grape juice. After all, grape juice gets a hagafen, according to the Rashban, grape juice gets a hagafen because it's royal yos v'sameach. Does it really have a full status of wine? No. It doesn't really have a full status of wine. This has the potential to become a pure wine, right? It has the potential to become a sameach. It's sort of a lower level. It has a lower level status of wine. It doesn't have a full status of wine, which one would say. Only something that's mamish misameach now, physically, befoa, something that's actively misameach, that has a full status of wine. Grape juice! Grape juice has a lower status of wine. So that lower status of wine is enough to give it a bracha of bar kiyah gafen, but only if it's an item that came out directly from the grape. If I take the grape juice and I distill the concentrate from it, I take out water, and I later add more water to it, that extra water perhaps doesn't have the status of wine. The concentrate will have the status of wine. Why should it lose the status of wine? It's the original grape juice. It's just the concentrated form. You just took out water from the original grape juice. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that the water that you add to that concentrate, though, will not have the status of wine. Why? Because since the concentrate doesn't have a full dinyan, it doesn't have a full status of wine, why not? Because the only reason it has a status of wine is because it's royal yos v'sameach. That's a lower level status of wine. That lower level status of wine will not be able to be transferred to water that you add to the grape juice. That's what Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. Water that is added to the concentrate will not have the same status as the concentrate, because the concentrate itself doesn't have a full status of wine, doesn't have a full dinyan. That's not a full din yayin. It won't be able to transfer that din to the water as well to make a bar pri agafen on the water. So that's why you're not going to make a bar pri agafen on grape juice from concentrate. Now, mind you, be careful. The Gemara, you're probably familiar with. The Gemara says in different places, both Basra and Shabbos and other places, that wine at the time of the Gemara had to be diluted to make it edible. That's why we say most of them comes Rishon at the Seder night. We talk about Mezigas HaKos. You have to be Mosek, you have to dilute the Kos of Yain. So you might ask me, in fact, the Gemara uses a Lashon that you have to have 3 parts of water and 1 part of wine. So there's quite a lot of water
yes.
In typical wine at the time of Gemara. Right? So why should I make a halachah on that wine? It's mostly water that's added afterwards. It didn't come naturally out of the grape. Of course, in light of what we're developing here, there's no problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman only said that water that you add to grape juice concentrate will not have the status of wine. That's because the grape juice concentrate is a lower level wine. It doesn't have the full dinyan. So that's why it doesn't engender, it doesn't transfer its chashivas to the water that you add to it. But wine, regular wine, that is intoxicating, that's mamish mesameach now, that has a full status of wine. That will be able to transfer the din yayin to water that you add to it. You could also add to that notion that when it comes to regular wine, it's darko b'kaf to add that water. So that water is included within the wine. Here, you took away the water, you put back the water, you did something which is abnormal, which is different, which is unnatural. So therefore, the concentrate will not be able to transfer its chashivas to the water that you're drinking. Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that grape juice from concentrate does not get a bar pri agafen, because again, the way that he's explaining with the Rashbam, that the reason why grape juice gets a bar pri agafen is because it is roi lios b'sameach. That only gives it a lower level status of wine. It doesn't have a full status of wine. It only has a lower level status of wine, so then it will not be able to transfer its chashivas to the water that you add to it. As opposed to regular wine, even if you add water to it, it will be able to transfer its chashivas, because it has a full chashivas wine, a full status of wine. This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggests in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo to explain the different yisodos of the different brachos that you make on grape juice.